Former President Barack Obama sounded off on President Donald Trump and his administration in a series of thinly veiled attacks at Reverend Jesse Jackson's funeral on Friday. We are living in a time when it can be hard to hope. Each day we wake up to some new assault on our democratic institutions, another setback to the idea of the rule of law, an offense to common decency. Every day you wake up to things you just didn't think were possible, Obama began. Each day we're told by those in high office to fear each other, to turn on each other, that some Americans count more than others, and that some don't even count at all. Everywhere, we see greed and bigotry being celebrated, bullying and mockery masquerading as strength. We see science and expertise denigrated, while ignorance, dishonesty, cruelty, and corruption reap untold rewards. Every single day, we see that, and in those moments, it's hard to hope. So it may be tempting to get discouraged, to give in to cynicism. It may be tempting for some to compromise with power, to grab what you can, or even, for good people, to just put your head down and wait for the storm to pass. But this man, Reverend Jesse Louis Jackson, inspires us to take a harder path. His voice calls on each of us to be heralds of change, to be messengers of hope, to step forward and say, send me, wherever we have a chance to make an impact, whether in our schools, our workplaces, our neighborhoods, or our cities, not for fame, not for glory, not because success is guaranteed, but because it gives our life purpose, because it aligns with what a faith tells us God demands, and because, if we don't step up, no one else will. How fortunate we were that Jesse Jackson answered that call. What a great day we owe to him. May God bless Reverend Jackson. May he rest in eternal peace. God bless you.